Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to Verke Radio, iHeartRadio. And guess what? Anywhere a podcast is played, this is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. You know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach. Because overcoming your fears is not an option. I am blessed. I am elated. I feel fantastic to have a woman who is changing lives all over the world. I want to introduce you to someone who knows what it's like to be at the bottom, to be rejected, to being heckled, to a woman who now has taken her story and she's touching women's lives all over the globe. She is the master of dealing with pain. She is the master of inspiration. She is the master of helping you get your life right, professionally, spiritually, psychologically, and everything above. Let me introduce you to the one and only, because this sister right here, this woman, she flies high. And that's why they call her Dr. Ava Eagle Brown.
Hey, Michael.
It is fantastic to have you back on, Dr. Brown.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited to be here. And that introduction just humbles me as always. So thank you. And I'm so glad I get to do this with you. I'm excited.
Well, you have been the example of resilience, example of faith, an example of gratitude, an example of healing. So who you are and the positioning that you allow God to be first in your life and the way he's moving you, moving your heart, moving your journey, and moving your purpose, and it's touching people all over the world. And it's colorblind, blacks, white, yellow, brown, even purple people are coming and saying, I want some of that Dr. Ava Brown inspiration.
Oh, Michael, you got to tell me where these purple people are from. Is that one that came out of COVID? Because we got a new species right here.
Hey, whatever species they are, guess what? They're going to be inspired. They're going to be uplifted. And they're going to be empowered by Dr. Ava Brown. Because
of course
they realize you are an author.
Yes.
You're an international speaker.
Yes.
You're a life coach. You're an educator. And you're a mom.
Yeah.
You're a healer.
Yeah.
So you are the complete package.
I'm a founder.
That's right.
I'm a charity owner.
That's right.
I'm a woman of God.
Yes.
I'm so much more. I'm Jamaican. Don't forget that part.
That's right. From the little island of Jamaica.
Yes, and I live in the little island of Northern Ireland. So, yes, so, don't forget
so
that.
So, we're talking about a little brown girl, mango girl at that, to go from the island of Jamaica to the island of Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And so, right? Yeah, so we want to jump into this, Dr. Ava, because we are dealing with a pandemic where a lot of people have their dreams have been stalled. Their hope has been slowed down.
Yeah.
But through it, you've been prospering.
Yeah, right.
And so I want to just talk just on that one point right there. What are some of the things you have been doing since the pandemic has taken place to stay ahead of the curve, be relevant, and still impact many people's lives?
Thank you, Michael. I think that's such a great question. And I first of all just want to take this moment to pause and just to send my love and my light to everybody who's been impacted, you know, families directly, whether it's that you've lost your jobs, you've lost your loved ones. It is a very difficult time for all of us. But please be aware that we're all linked hands together across the globe because this affects the entire world. You know, changing gear on this, I always think that in every difficulty, there are opportunities. And I actually started a brand, my own brand, actually, out of a difficulty. I moved to Northern Ireland 2 years ago, come in December. And when I moved here, I no longer was getting, you know, the speaking, the training. And I had to choose between my health and my wealth, you know, because your health is really your biggest wealth. And I chose to come here because I needed restoration. And when I came, I had to pivot. So the word pivot is very popular now, but I had insight, you know, I had foresight.
So let me ask you this question here. You made a good point there. You said you really understood you had to make that switch of understanding that your wealth came from your health. Yeah. Was it that at one point you were a little more focused on money and prosperity? Okay.
Yeah, I was.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because there's so many people who get caught up in the chase. They get caught up in, I have to have that status. I have that status symbol and to have the money with the house, the cars, and all those things that people look at to define myself. And and so what was that process for you when you realized, okay, I know I'm going after the wealth materialistically and the money. What was that conversation switching from that to saying, hey, hold on, let me focus on the health. What did that conversation look like to you?
Do you know, I'm just so glad we're doing this because so many people need to hear this. Let me just clarify. I was never somebody who was like, you know, money hungry, but I became a single mother of two children and one had mental health challenges, which was expensive. And I was living in a house that needed to be paid for. So I became mommy and daddy together in a country that I didn't have any support. It meant that I literally got thrown in the deep end and I needed to thrive. And so in that thriving, I started literally going after money like crazy because I felt like I needed to hoard, I needed to save, I needed to pay for lawyers, I was in court. There was so much happening around me that needed money. And so I started doing that. And whilst doing that, certain things suffered. You probably hear me talk about my single parenting and how guilty I felt. There were moments when chasing this opportunity or these opportunities meant that I was delinquent somewhere else in my family. And so I got to the place where I started being ill. And you have to listen to your body because your body speaks to you.
That's right.
And in listening to my body, we went on this journey where they realized I was hypertensive, I was borderline diabetes, and there was so much happening, but I was very unhappy. I wasn't happy. Like I could go home and I could pay some of the bills, but I was not happy. There was something always missing. And so I got to the place where with some other decisions that I had to make around some other factors in my life, I decided to move because the doctor told me that, you know, diabetes is something that is very difficult to reverse. And I didn't want to have to deal with that. So I moved. And it was one of the best things that I did for me and my family.
That is powerful because you took a stance for your health.
And my family.
And your family. And in doing that,
I had less money.
Yes. And you moved away from Jamaica. Is that correct?
I did. I moved from Jamaica. That was something else. But this is moving from London to Northern Ireland. And London is where the it place. You know, it's like moving from.
That's the it factor. That's the.
Yeah.
That's the financial hub of the.
Yeah.
That part of the world.
Yeah. And I left it all behind. Chase health and family.
And how was it like your first 3 months there? Like you say, you knew you were going to a different island. You didn't have any friends. You didn't know anyone. You didn't have any.
I knew a few people, but I didn't know enough. I have a few families prickled over here, but my support system in London was better in some respect. if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
It was interesting. It was very, you know, like that cold turkey thing that they talk about, like the reality, oh my God, I'm here. And, you know, certain shops close at certain time, you know, it's different. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's just a Sunday. You can't go to get this somewhere else. And that took getting used to, because I'm coming from, I was 10 minutes from the city of London, like 10 minutes from the parliament, 10 minutes, you know, on the train, or, you know, 20 minutes by car to Buckingham Palace. I was near to the city. So I was in the city. And so to move to a place where, you know, I didn't know enough people, I have few family members, but at large, my support system in London was extensive. I'd lived there for nearly 20 years. It was difficult, and it is mainly Caucasian, so it's not as multicultural as London, so it was hard. However, I had to go back to the center, and I had to go back to my why. Why did you come? And that why meant that I needed to get my health together. So in the first 3 months, my health started getting better without doing anything. Mm. Just being in the new air, because it's such clean air. You know, the tourism sector for Northern Ireland need to pay me for this, because I'm here doing a whole spiel. But the air quality was so amazing. People said hello. Michael, let me pause. So I moved from a country, a city, RL, a mainland of 60,000 people, 60 million people, to a country that had an island of, say, 2 million. And people said hello.
Mm.
And just stopped to have a conversation.
Yes.
And inquired about your child. I lived on a road on my street. We were dropping people at school in my car that we didn't know their names. They were our third door down from our house. They never came out to play. There were children on my street who went to the same school as my son, but they never played. They were like, we were sandwiched by them and they never played. And here I came and people were asking my son's name. That was different. That was very different. The food's different. It's different.
That's absolutely amazing. Just like you say, you were just see the contrast between the two.
Yeah.
And like you say, I know that had to be a good experience for your son, for kids just want to know who he was, what's his name, and just to build new friendships, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting difference, because in his London school where he was in a more diverse space, he was finding it challenging. And I'm not saying that diversity is not good, because I crave it. I must tell you that. But when he came here, he was popular, because obviously there are not many black children. But he came into a school where I felt it was more nurturing. Their approach to education is different. It's more pastoral care, and it was more nurturing, and he enjoyed school more. And when we were in London, he was starting to dislike school. And here he enjoyed, this child was waking me up at 6:30 to go to school. Like, what is going on? And even till today, we've been here 2 years and he can't wait to go to school. So it has been positive, yes.
That is great. Because when it comes to education, especially with boys, it's so crucial that they have the early things to really keep them interested and keep them enticed and to be in an environment, like you said, that's welcoming for them, where they want to come, where he wants to learn and he wants to see his friends. And like you say, it's nurturing. And I think that's the one aspect of education globally, especially in big cities and big countries, that's missing, that nurturing aspect, because all kids don't learn the same.
No, and I'm a former educator, so you know that I understand that one size doesn't fit all. I think one of the things that I learned, what I really appreciate about my son, I mean, he drives me crazy sometimes, but which kid doesn't? But one of the things I've observed more about him, and even today Amazon came with books, is that it's something that was developed because I'm the mom who believes in reading. I'm a writer, and my son has actually been published himself, but he reads like nobody's business. You would buy him, I think he got 12 or 15 books today. And I guarantee you that probably by Tuesday, he would have read them all. He reads. He literally, when they say a book takes you to another world, that's my son. He reads the books, he rereads them. And so continuously, I'm just buying books. I'm always buying books for him to read. And that's okay, because I know that readers are leaders. And I know that through reading, if for me to get a little black boy to read, I think that my job is done. I did well.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I did well, because it's harder to get boys to read than get girls to read.
Mm, yes, you're right.
So I did well. So I appreciate that.
Yes, you have done a fantastic job to get your child to read consistently.
Consistently. He's begging me.
Right, without you having to prod him alone.
No. I have to 12 o'clock at night. Here's a joke, and this is not a lie. So my friends will tell you. Like, I even put it on Facebook recently. Like, can somebody help me get my son to sleep? It will be 12 o'clock at night, and he'll be like, Mommy, just one more page. And then I have to say to myself, Ava, wait, baby, let him read, because you are fighting with him to put a book down. That's a good thing. So now I just let him read.
That's right. Let's keep his mind free.
Yes.
Because guess what? In doing that, guess what? He's going to be another eagle.
Yeah.
Separate from everyone else. And the fact that he's done that reading, it's taking his mind into other people's worlds.
Yeah. I was doing a journal, and he was like, can I help you write the journal? And I'm like, he's like, yeah, but I can help you. You say I can do anything. And he had a big fit about it.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, Ava, at this point, we're going to take a quick break. And we're back on the Get Your Business Right show. And we have the fantastic, phenomenal Dr. Ava Brown in the building with us on the Get Your Business Right show, because she is making it happen. If you didn't know, I'm about to go ahead and spill the secret and spill the beans right now. And guess what? Shh.
What are you doing now, Michael?
Dr. Ava the Eagle Brown has a new show that's going to be coming on Bashani. And it is called From Pain to Purpose. Ava, I'm excited about this new podcast. I think it is the perfect marriage and partnership between your show and Bashani Radio Network, because Bashani is reaching all over the world on every platform. And just from talking to them, they are excited to have you, because you bring a breath of fresh air, but you bring a skill set that is valuable. You bring a heart that can't be beat, and you bring God's love, which tops it all. And so I know just from what you shared and what we've done so far, that lives will be changed. So I'm telling everyone, when it comes to From Pain to Purpose, when it comes to listening to that podcast on Bashani, don't meet me there, beat me there. Because if you want to change your life, if you want a whole new trajectory, if you want to position your life to do better, be better, and be the best version of yourself, that's the place you need to be. Yeah, Ava, I'm excited for you. And so one of the things I don't want to jump into, what's so powerful is we're dealing with this pandemic. And human touch right now is not the same. It hasn't been the same. And what are some of the ways, what are some things you could kind of share with someone right now who may be struggling with abandonment, struggling with wanting and needing a hug, and maybe struggling with someone telling them, hey, I'm proud of you, I love you. What would you say to them right now?
First of all, I am so excited to be joining Bashani Radio. I think it is a perfect partnership. Like you said, I'm so excited and I can't wait. A little bit nervous about some of the show because it's about a lot of pain. But as it goes through the process, you realize that it gets better. You know, it's like fine wine. It gets better with time and age. In terms of the pandemic, I just think that you know, one of the things I talk about in the show without giving too much away is to really be grateful for the times we had with people, for example. And so for those of us who are going through that space is to, first of all, acknowledge where you are, right? This is where we are. We're all in it together. And to understand that the same way you're feeling, there are others who are feeling that way. But if you're missing that hug and missing that personal touch, we are going to have to improvise. And improvisation means that we're going to have to, first of all, cherish the times when we could hug and we could call and we could kiss and we could all do all of those things and then find other ways. So because we're not able to be physical doesn't mean that we can't be in contact. So pick up, jump onto, you know, there's Zoom and Skype and so many different places nowadays. I wish I had bought shares in Zoom, by the way. Don't you, Michael? I wish I had bought shares in Zoom. Like, why didn't anybody give me the heads up? But it's getting on Zoom and have more regular contact, facial contact. So rather than doing a phone call, try to do a video call, reminding people that you love and care for them. But I think there's a gift in giving to those who are in the same space where you are. Find people that are going through the same thing that you are and give to them. And, you know, things like writing letters. It's a great time to go back to writing letters, I believe. You know, we lost on that. Write letters again. You know, find things that you enjoy doing. If you like to crochet and knit something and send to the person. So although you can't physically touch them, they can physically feel something that has your smell and stuff like that. But, you know, go out and walk and exercise and read and take your mind off some of this and understand that, like Lauryn Hill says, after winter must come spring. Change will come eventually. So hold that visualization that this too shall pass and keep in contact with your friends and family and hold that space. And I'm going to hold that vision with you. I'm going to hold that space with you because remember, we're all in this together. That's what I would say.
That is fantastic. That is very well said. And Dr. Brown, looking at your book of work, your resume, and just the accolades of people who hold you in such high esteem, I just, for the audience, I met Dr. Ava Brown. I want to say she was either doing a Facebook Live or she was speaking on a conference line, and she was literally sharing what was going on. I want to say that part, matter of fact, this part of her life, she was speaking on her divorce and she was just kind of sharing the dynamics of what was going on and the things she was facing. And when I heard her share that part of her story, I knew she was a different breed. I knew she was a different person. And I knew that I had seen so many people who had going through what she shared, but they had quit and gave up. And so I was inspired by that. So ladies and gentlemen, you have to know, she is absolutely phenomenal. But the question I want to get to really close this show on out, what is your vision with Mango Girl, your speaking, and just really being that life coach for the next 10 years.
Wow. Do you know what, Michael? I'm a very big, I believe in think it, decide on it, actualize it, and realize it. I would love to have my own TV kind of platform with an an academy style where I put in things like my Bashani podcast, you know, with documentary. I want to be helping. I would love to tell the stories of women on platforms like Netflix. The real stories, the authentic stories of women like myself, the Black woman stories. And I tell you why I said Black woman stories, because oftentimes persons like us, we just don't get the floor, right? I'm actually working on a book right now, you know, called The Hollywood Bastard. And it's real stories of a number of persons who actually got conned by somebody who came into their life pretending to be able to help them tell their stories on Hollywood platforms, but in essence robbed them. And so I want to work with those people who are in that pain space and help to realize purpose from the pain they went through. Yes. That's what I'd love to do. So I'd love to have my own, I think production of real content appeals to me. I want to have my own academy, the Mango Girl brand, which is the hair and cosmetic line. I'd love to get investors in and then exit it in 5 years. There's a lot that I want to do. I want to focus on helping disadvantaged young girls in Jamaica. Right now, the Mango Girl, as in our cosmetic line, has just raised £924. We have a crowdfunder running. And we are using that money to go back to Jamaica and go to the most rural areas where children do not have playgrounds. And I'm starting in my own little area that I grew up. So start from where you started, right?
That's right.
And I have enough now to just buy some of the equipment. We need to get them shipped to Jamaica and cleared, etc. And so I've just literally started that. And so my thing, philanthropy is big for me. I think ministry is in my line somewhere. There, when I get married, obviously, I'd love to meet the man of my dreams and get married and work together on serving God, serving humanity through transformation. That's what I'd love to do.
Awesome. That is fantastic, Dr. Brown. And what would be something you want to share with someone who's interested? They've gone through, they have a heck of a story, they've gone through a story, they've been through some things. They saying, no, I've been told I should write a book. Well, I've been told I should speak. What would you say to them right now?
I'd say to them, there's an audience waiting for you. And I'd say to you, come and talk to Michael and I. Let us show you how it's done. That's what I'd say.
Right. That's right.
That's what I'd say, because I will show them how to start getting the book together. You will handle them in their speaking and putting them together. That's what I'd say to them, Michael, because that's what we do every day. We literally help authors or wannabe authors bring to life people who want to speak and get onto platforms, start their businesses. We do book to business. So let's come and have the conversation. That's what I'd say to them. But if you choose not to come to us, which would not be the best thing to do, I would say to you, just hold that vision and find the best way to start. Start thinking about why you want to write, who you want to write to, how you're going to capture the information. And then once you are clear on your why and the who, then I'd say to you, find the resource in terms of a mentor, a coach who can help you to start putting the book together, and then find a business coach who can help you then turn that book into a business. And I'm not going to not say, but that's what Michael and I do. So, yes.
That's right. Well, Dr. Avery Brown, it is always remarkable. And how can they reach out to you? They have to be able to reach out kind of way.
Yes. I'm on themangogirl.com, or we're on Instagram at themangogirl2, or you can find me at www.AvaEagleBrown.com or on Bashani Radio with the Purpose Walk, the Pain to Purpose podcast, or on Bashani Radio with the Pain to Purpose podcast.
That's right. As you can see, wherever you are, however you social media, Dr. Ava Brown, catch you. That is powerful. Well, Dr. Ava, do you have one last thing you would like to share?
Sure. I just want to say to everybody that it is so great that even in this situation, we have media such as podcasts to listen to. Use this time very wisely to feed your mind good stuff. Power up your mind, you know, like you made that powerful shake to just keep your energy going. Power your mind, because the strongest weapon that we have is our mind. And so right now, a lot of the battles we need to fight with this corona is going to be fought in your mind. I wish you well. I wish your family health and wealth. And for those of us who are going to have Thanksgiving coming up in the US, happy Thanksgiving early. And I love you guys. And I look forward to interacting with some of you on Bashani Radio. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Absolutely. Dr. Ava Brown, it has been a privilege and pleasure to be working with you, to labor with you, and to be a world game changer with you. So I'm excited because I know the best is yet to come. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for listening, because without you, there is no me. Because I thank you so much for letting me get a little use of your most valuable resource, which is your time. And so I just want to thank you so much for that. And you already know this is a Get Your Business Right, where we're helping women all over the world, because we're on VerK Radio, the power of women. Coming from New York City, this is Get Your Business Right. I love you. God loves you. There's nothing you can do about it. See you next time.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.